gathering together now, are we? Beginning to breathe together, beginning to entrain with one another's vibrational frequencies. No matter where you actually are now, in my now time of recording this, wherever you are or whatever you are doing, there is a part of your expanded self. Felt the stir, felt the call, felt the intention, and I promise you, is already here. You are here with me now. We sit together, side by side. Breathing and entraining. It is an interesting kind of equilibrium that we are attempting to maintain or navigate or hold on to at this time. There is a type of projection or bundles of information that are telling us things are fine now, more or less. It's better now. And we are interacting with people who think that and believe it. But there's another part of us that feels there's a niggling something that we know. We know that all is not quite well yet. And there are pieces of information that will perhaps in part elucidate, but also aggravate that sense as well. But even if we did not partake of those pieces of information, there would most likely still be a slight sense of unease, a looming something. And so we are attempting to navigate this, interacting with people. Those who are feeling this as well and those who are not. Much has changed in you. And you're going to connect differently. Or want, in some cases, not to have to connect at all. And so we are really navigating this territory of relationships, interacting with other human beings, basically, because probably you have been tuning more and more and more and more deeply into nature. Animal beings, plant beings, green-leafed beings of nature. Even the sun and water. And if we bring this a little closer to home now.
Oh, God, no. No, not that.
If we bring this a little closer to home now. There is something that we know we need to do, or shift, or air out, create space, change up. But we've been avoiding it all this time. And in a way, well done. If you've managed to still hang on to that, we all have something. We've managed to hold on to that.
No, I'm not quite ready. Not quite ready to do that, speak that, change that, give that up.
We've managed to avoid having to really, really deal with it for quite a long time, because we've been talking for quite a while about how the energies are increasing and in a manner that is extremely supportive of cleansing, clearing, purification, the jettisoning of energy bundles, old distortion patterns that are not supportive of our ascension path. Bravo. And we've been surfing those waves. Bravo. We all have. And pretty much all of us have that. Let's just say, let's be kind and say that one last thing. Oh boy. The good news today, my dear friend and master, the good news today is that in the spirit of the path of effortlessness and ease, which of course parallels the path of rise into your highest light and your highest mastery and show up and rock it out at the highest level possible and do the light work on the planet. That path, they parallel strangely. And they actually fit together brilliantly. So in honor of the path of ease and effortlessness, today we are not going to say, you must now face that thing, change that thing, speak those words. Instead today, we're just going to breathe. First breath is the sigh of relief. And the breathing actually is going to do a few things. The breathing is going to create a coherence in your field. It is going to create a coherence in your heart field, in your greater, not your greater soul field, meaning the most expanded aspect of yourself, excuse me, but in your greater energy field that is relative to your physical body. It is going to create coherence in that field as well. And just the breathing, it is going to help us to sort of soften around the edges, as it were. Nothing expected of you right now. Because I promise you, those two things repatterning, recalibrating your heart, your field into a more coherent pattern, number one. And number two, the softening around the edges of something, creating space, inviting compassion. Those two things are going to begin to or assist in the shifting of that pattern where you've got ourselves tied up into knots, as it were, in a particular area. The coherence and the softening are going to go quite a long way, actually, toward the unraveling, the dismantling, the restructuring of whatever that bundle is. And it will also, let's go quantum. Let's expand or go deeper, let's say, with this. Creating more coherence, creating more softness, just this breath and the activation of the stargate of your heart, and we're going to do it together in a moment. Just that will raise your vibration. And what do we know about this? Your vibration rises, your coordinates in the quantum field are going to shift. A different range of potentials are going to be available to you. Now, within that range of potentials are going to be simply an up-leveled dimensional and vibrational version of what was already there. Meaning you are then going to have the opportunity, you're going to have the vibrational set point to be able to enter into, reconnect with a person, a substance, a pattern, a relationship, whatever it is, at its higher dimensional and vibrational expression. Yes? It's like the magic of alchemy. You are going to vibrate yourself into and through the portal of being able to interact with this person, this relationship, whatever, at its higher dimensional expression. So, as always, the work begins with the self. And perhaps even more specifically, the vibration, the frequency, the alignment. And the primacy of that, and the importance of that. So, let us breathe together. That's all you've got to do right now. We've said this before. At this point, I promise you, you can trust the light that you are, the light that you have been working to embody in this wonderful human body. The levels of mastery, training, and expression that you have coded in your vibrational signature. You can trust that. What we are doing primarily now is dismantling, alchemizing, transmuting, and purifying out density bundles and distortion bundles from the third and fourth dimensional earth bandwidths, really, where they exist in the body. Distortions in the field. So it is work. But we can accomplish an amazing amount of work through the path of ease and effortlessness. So, now, we're going to start with a focus simply on our own heart. And so often, certainly with myself, I want to bring us to a point, let us say, to focus on the sun or the higher self or so wonderful stargates and expressions of light and you know, pull them in and all of that. And that's still my primary orientation. But right now, with what is going on right now, there is a fatigue around this, around a lot of things, of course, in navigating the current time matrix, the way that it's expressing in all of its ridiculousness and chaos. There's a fatigue around what is going on in our own lives. And potentially still some old residual emotional instability as well. So we're going to first just sink in to the body. So here's where you can close your eyes if you wish. That will simply make it easier to allow the, as we say, the proverbial gaze to go within and just begin to notice activating all of these other sensory sort of aspects where you can just feel awareness, consciousness, sinking down, of course, out of the cranial cavity. The beta mind, brain activity. Very helpful to use the exhalation to, as though, invite the awareness, the point of your attention and your awareness, to sink down. Down the throat. Feel the breath as a gentle brush of air across the back of the throat. And with the next exhalation, sink down into the chest cavity. And see if, as though with your point of awareness there, as though you just begin to sense that around you now, you feel the lungs filling and emptying. And if you noticed, we did not really put any attention on the breath or how the breath was going to be moving or with what intensity or counting or anything like that. The breath is naturally just slow and deep now. Body and the breath in a beautiful, soft, slow dance. The body loves this undulating drift and glide experience with breath. Body loves this, and it is softening as you let the awareness sink. So now, becoming aware of the heart. And first, let it be your physical heart. Feel, sense, find the feeling of your physical heart beating. A good point of awareness for this is place the awareness on the sternum. You feel a little bit of pressure there. Breastbone. And as though perhaps that your heart were a beautiful sacred bowl, or perhaps a wonderful fluted tropical flower. You can sink down into the heart, even deeper now, into the heart. Perhaps allowing a gap in the breath, this will probably quite naturally arise, a gap at the very bottom of the exhale before the next inhalation. And now imagine that that point, that deep, soft, sinking point into the very the heart of the heart. Imagine then that then becomes the center of your heart center as an energy center, as a stargate, an ascension portal. We call it an ascension stargate. It is a stargate in large part because it is connected to the solar sun. And the suns are, of course, are a series of stargates, vortexes. It is an ascension stargate because that is your personal stargate that you are going to travel through. It's going to become increasingly important in our vibrational up-leveling. And the path and the frequencies that need to be integrated of that higher dimensional set point, in this case, fifth dimensional set point. So you focus now on, you are at the center now of the center, of that heart center. And that heart center is quite large. So begin to sense that now. And it is sort of a blazing golden light. Yeah, it's like a sun portal, like a sun stargate. And it shimmers with light. You can feel its effulgence. It's almost its mass. It extends out beyond your chest cavity. But you remain in the center of that center. Keep your awareness in the center. Now you experience yourself as though in the center of a blazing golden sphere of light. So you are both the one, the soul consciousness that enfolds that sphere, that ascension stargate of the heart, and you are also the awareness that sits at the very center of it. Now imagine that as you inhale that stargate, it pulls golden light in from all directions. So very often when we work with, let's say, the heart breathing in, we tend to be rather linear in our sense of the directional. Oh, I'm breathing in from the front, of course. I imagine light coming in from the front, of course, or from up above, of course. And those are viable pathways, of course, to the heart. So we're going to shake that up a little bit and imagine with each inhalation that you pull in light codes from all directions simultaneously. And just for now, when you exhale, you're going to exhale those light codes throughout the body. So your, the solar, the stargate of your heart is like a solar sun for the cells of your body, for 50 to 70 trillion cells. You breathe in those light codes. And then you exhale them out to the cells of your body. Each cell now receiving that beautiful, buttery, golden light, bathing the cells of the body with each exhalation, breathing in from all directions, because this high-frequency light and these light codes, they are everywhere. And now breathing in from all directions as we have done. Now when you exhale, exhale in all directions simultaneously and expand out further, meaning expand out the reach of that exhalation, those light codes expanding out into your fields, your emotional bodies, your mental bodies, the sixth-dimensional geometric fields that surround you, that are a part of you. The levels of the holographic templates for your physical bodies, for your light bodies. Exhale in all directions, creating coherence throughout all of your fields. Now, if you wish, if it feels aligned, you may absolutely imagine the sun. The sun, of course, is, we're physically working with the sun and the sun codes, but it also is representative of a reservoir of highest source light. You can imagine breathing light down from the sun, if you wish. That might feel easier to make it more intentional. It might feel a little diffuse to just think in terms of all directions. So continue to breathe in golden light codes from the galaxies, from the stars, from the sun. And when you exhale, create coherence, clarity, purity, brilliance throughout your fields and all of the bodies that correspond with your current time human interaction, incarnation. Come back to this practice regularly, if you can remember to do so. Coherence in the heart. coherent patterns of the light purity that you are at the highest levels in your fields. And then you go forth and navigate whatever aspect of this matrix and what arises within it, whatever aspects we must engage with, do so from this state. And I promise you, much is going to take care of itself. It will dismantle, dissolve. Or there will be the spaciousness within the density that you will be able to see your path through it. You're doing such a wonderful job.